His nice haircut, Dave.
I was going to say, nice hat, Joel. Yeah, like, I've never seen you wear a hat before. Amazing.
It's a Dunder Mifflin hat.
Oh, no.
I love it. It's like, it's so hot outside, so I needed some kind of shade for my beautiful face, you know?
Excellent. All right. Hello, everyone. Do apologize. There was a little bit of technical difficulties trying to align the host of this meeting here so we can get it started. But we do have an in-camera meeting. So it's not like an official meeting of council. I'd see that we only have 18 people here right now. But I know that our president here wanted to take some time to discuss some matters, just kind of like outside of the public eye coming into this. So I am going to probably give it a few minutes before I just kind of scan the participants list for attendance, but I just wanted to kind of give Joel the time and space to like kind of start things off here. I don't know exactly how you wanted to run this meeting here, Joel.
Yeah, I think since it is an actual council meeting, I will formally move to suspend board and committee reports, presentations, and open forum and question period. Basically everything except for the camera session, so it can be as quick as possible. It's a Saturday evening, we don't want to stay too long. So
yeah,
so I'll formally motion and then someone can second, I guess.
Sure, so we'll just motion to suspend all standing orders and go into discussion. Mark Quorum is 14 and a half. Okay, so we're good on that. Can you all hear me okay?
Yep. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So, yeah, we do have quorum, and we do have a motion to suspend all the standing orders. So if I could just get a couple of hands up so we can confirm that, that would be great. Awesome. Thank you all so much. Joel, why don't you take it away?
Cool. Thank you, Jared. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's been enjoying this beautiful sunny day. I've been enjoying it in the middle of in and out of meetings and doing catching up work stuff. But thanks everyone for meeting. So I'm just going to start off by quickly reiterating the confidentiality that we as council have when we're talking about things enclosed. It has come to my attention that the ISA has found out certain things about our conversation we had in closed last week. So I just want to be very firm in saying that things that happen in closed must stay in closed. I don't know how they found out about certain conversations. Someone within council must have spoke. So, you know, this is a pretty serious thing. You know, you all signed a non-disclosure agreement. It's a legal thing as well, right? So if there's something that is leaked outside of council that's confidential, this could become a legal thing. So I just want to reiterate, just going forward, for those of you, I guess, who are returning, many of you, this is going to be your last meeting, but just keep that in mind that it's super, super important. With that, I want to, so just to be, yeah, we can sue you, so please don't. Thanks for being direct, Rowan. at our last council meeting, we basically talked about what the options are regarding the ISA, and we're in closed right now. This is in camera, so again, just keep this confidential, but we discussed some options, and we decided upon writing a letter essentially to next year's council, so 2021-2022 council, so they are aware of what instances of conflict that we have had this year with the ISA, some of the advocacy they've been doing, some of the ways they've been advocating that have put us at jeopardy as an organization. So that's A, and then B is CCing the letter to the ISA, so they actually are aware of these issues, and that you know, they gotta step their game up. So Mark, as well as the exec, have been able to draft this letter, and we wanted to run it by you folks. It would be signed as council. The speaker or myself would send this to all of the new council members probably in the next couple of days, as well as CCing the ISA. And the thing is, the reason we want to talk about this in camera is because, you know, it's not necessarily the best thing to be airing out dirty laundry publicly. Like, we don't want to be slandering Chanpreet or the ISA, like, if we're talking about specific individuals publicly, and we want to give them a fair hearing. So what I'll do is I'll go through the letter that we have so far, and then I want to get people's thoughts. Can I share my screen?
Yeah, see if I can give you the abilities here, just a sec.
Thanks, Jared. Also, what do you think of my Dunder Mifflin hat?
I'm here for it.
Jared's here for it.
I love it.
I do. Okay, does that work?
Let me check. Yep. Okay. One sec. Okay, can you folks see it?
Yes.
Lovely. I'm just gonna try to get this screen set up. Okay. Okay, so the letter, I'll just start off, and then maybe Mark, you can jump in, or any of the execs. But essentially, we wanted to strike the balance between, you know, being firm but also giving them a chance. So again, it would be sent to the council, next year's council, CC to the ISA. Starts off pretty general, that we want to be looking at the relationship between the Students' Union and the ISA to determine, you know, what their mandate is, you know, what do they do as an SRA, the spirit of those requirements. We want to identify, you know, how, you know, in which ways so far have the relationship between UASU and ISA been sort of harmed, and how can they be improved? And that is for a couple of reasons. Well, first is because we became aware of the whole notion that they may have been reaching out to the government, opening up the PSLA, threatening us with the PSLA, investigating. And then the second reason that we're not making a decision today is because this isn't enough time to make a decision. You know, I think there's a lot of people that have strong views about probation or derecognition, but we have to give them the due procedure. We can't just say it and like just snap a finger and it's done, as much as maybe that may be the case. The second thing is, you know, we do want to recognize the work they have done, and they have done a lot of good work in strengthening advocacy for international students. But that being said, you know, many counselors throughout the year have noted some of these concerns, you know, people being called out specifically. I think there were two counselors that were called out, and, you know, that's not really, you know, done in good faith. It's not really respectful. And then a list of some of the other concerns. So a lack of clear communication in regards to their advocacy. So the one example is Gallivant. You know, whether they reached out or whether the government or Gallivant reached out to the ISA, the SU should have known about this. We should have been kept in the loop about it. You know, you're all aware of the situation. You know, creating a federal international advocacy body is the second one. That's something they have already been in contact with other students' unions to create a federal body, which puts us kind of in a bad position with CASA. You know, we have a very strong relationship with CASA, and we want to ensure that, you know, we're kept in the loop. We're not just, you know, stonewalled about this, whatever they're doing. Like, again, the bottom line is we're not trying to, you know, push them out or restrict what they do, but we want to be kept in the loop as to what they're doing, so that's not jeopardizing our advocacy. The second one is unclear reporting regarding the ISA's elections. regarding like lack of transparency. We want to ensure that, and that was part of the bylaw. The disrespectful, belligerent, threatening comments, some other things there. So again, we want to point back to our values, demonstrating that, you know, the Students' Union has, you know, we have values. We want to be acting in respect and collaborative. We want to have that compassion. So I kind of want to open it up. This is literally just a draft. This is kind of just an idea of what we like, what we were thinking. I want to ask you folks if what your thoughts are on this direction, and, you know, how we can make this reflective of what council wants, because at the end of the day, the council is going to be signing this. So I want to see if you folks have thoughts about this. And I also want to ask you if you have any examples about how you have felt the ISA has been interacting in maybe negative ways towards you. We can certainly add that to the list here. But maybe I'll pass it over to Mark or any of the other execs to jump in if I missed anything. Maybe Jared, you can moderate that.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry, I was just going through attendance as well. But yeah, we'll kind of just go into like committee of the whole in an essence, and that kind of wanting this to be more of an. So if the speakers like, just leave your name in the chat for if you're wanting to speak and someone's already speaking. But I'll call on people if like discourse gets interrupted, but I'll try to kind of take a backseat. Governor Conrad, I didn't take it away.
Yeah, thanks so much, Joel, for bringing this up to us. Could we actually keep that on the screen? So in terms of the CAS conflict, could we reiterate that CAS is committed to international students? Because I think some of what's being said here, as we explicitly target, not target, but indicate the ISA is a problem, I think we need to also be, maybe it's in the values piece, but just being sure we're stating that CAS and whoever else that is maybe competing in a sense with ISA is committed to international student well-being. And I think of maybe Gallivant as well. I don't know if that's an issue, but right, the health, our current student care plan, maybe if that needs to be reminded of. And then a conflict here, you went really quick through the conflict piece, but just I don't remember you sharing anywhere that there is a legally dictated power dynamic here, like, and maybe we shouldn't be leaning too hard on that, because, you know, entering into the space of policy and you know, I'll take you to die board kind of thing, is I know we don't really want to go there, but the reality is that the PSLA, the Governor of Alberta, has given us delegated authority over this SRA, and the SRA is stepping out of line. So within our responsibility as an SU, we are bringing that SRA back into line in partnership with all the other SRAs, all the other FAs who don't seem to be exhibiting these issues, which maybe could also be cited as we're focusing on a specific SRA, comparing it to others.
Rowan?
Yeah, thanks, Jared. You know, I just want to stress also that this is not a finalized document or our final path, right? Like, we can still make a lot of decisions in this meeting and change our approach in this meeting. This is just here as a guide and as a reference document for us to build on. But yeah, I will also note, you can see down there between ellipses, it says more, right? And that is because if we do choose to go ahead with this format, if that's something the youth council want to do, then I think it's important that we integrate examples from all of your experiences with the ISA as well and other organizations that you know. The ones we have here right now are obviously just ones that were higher on the exec's mind.
Yeah, and again, like I want to, like, this is literally just what I like was put together. Like, I want to hear if you think that this is the direction, because, you know, we can certainly add anything else to this. Like, you know, if we want to explicitly say that we recommend probation, if we want to explicitly say anything else, like, that's totally game in this conversation right now.
Talia?
Yeah. First of all, I totally agree with what Dave said about maybe making it clearer about the whole delegated authority thing. And I do also think it's important to say that, you know, the reason why we're saying this about the ISA is because we've seen other organizations have, like, you know, tough conversations with council. So for example, like ASC does that, but they still are able to respect their plate, like their role within all of this system. Like, I think that that's something important to note. I also think when you say like this more thing, if you're talking about like the naming and shaming that they did with myself and Adarsh, I think it's important to note that this was during conversations where they came for consultation and where they disagreed with the consultation. And so the response was to be pretty aggressive. And then I don't know how many people know about this, but this is enclosed. So I think that maybe it would be good to also say something about like acting in a way that I think is like, I don't know, worded exactly, but feels disingenuous, for example, with the recording of like conversations that are clearly private and are not expected to be recorded. Acting in bad faith kind of thing, because I know that that happened to probably anybody who's ever at a meeting, potentially with Champreet, but I know it's happened at least to a few people in this room. So those are kind of two things that I would add.
Mark?
Yeah, I have some comments relevant to all that. Can I just have like 5 seconds? I'll be right back.
Yeah, for sure. Daniela?
I just want to quickly agree with Talia, because like not even 10 minutes after the meeting, Champreet tried to ask like what was discussed in close, and I told him, I could get sued if I told you. So the fact that he knows that it's enclosed and he knows it's confidential information, but he's trying to get it out of counselors, also shows that he does not have a respect for what goes on in council. And it just kind of adds to the whole recording of private conversations and just in general not respecting the seriousness that is, I guess, that goes on within council.
Yes.
Mark, are you back?
I think Mark just got back.
I'm back, if that's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I have a couple of notes. With regard to Governor Conrad's comments about calling out the PSLA more explicitly, we already call it out in the point about, I think that when you put this in here, you shouldn't be defensive about it in the language. So we say quite clearly that they're imposing upon legislative authority under the PSLA. That's all we really need to say. Let's not get too far into it. The other part is the CASA point. I don't agree that we need to justify CASA's position on international issues. We're not even talking about whether, all we say is that it could impair our relationship with CASA. That is true. So there's no reason to get into that, because that makes it us look a little defensive. I think that touching briefly upon the closed piece of it, the reason you don't all have a copy of this on your desktop is we don't want copies floating around. And we don't know who was talking to ISA. I mean, look, maybe it was certain people or not, but we don't convict people without fairness. So we're doing it on the screen, which honestly really sucks. And I would, if there's some kind of live format, people know we can share this and then unshare it after the meeting, we could do that and work on the document together. That might be useful. If you ever get asked about closed by the media, closed is not to hide things. Closed is so that A, council can have a frank and open discussion without fear of retribution or naming and shaming, so that council can do a better job. The second reason for closed, there's three reasons. One is sometimes things are just confidential business stuff. The third reason is also that we're not in the business of shaming people that we're talking about. So we don't necessarily, we put this in closed because we don't want the gateway to write about how crappy the ISA is when council's still working that out. those are very good reasons this needs to remain confidential. So I'll just emphasize that. I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Hello.
Mark, you were muted, just FYI.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really like Talia's point about pointing out that we have conversations with SRAs that are tough sometimes. And like that, I think that's very good. Final thing I'll note is I would like clarity on this. So they've recorded conversations without consent.
Yes. I've received confirmation in discussions that discussions with them have been recorded. And I've also had conversations with other individuals who have had that confirmation as well.
Okay, I got a little home crisis brewing here, so I'm going to step out for a minute or two.
Okay, so maybe what we'll do is if just to get a sense of what people think, it might be a good idea to just kind of go down the list and hear from everyone as to what they think, if they think we should add anything, if they think this is good, if it's bad. Like, I really just want to hear. So Jared, maybe could you moderate that and maybe just keep it brief, but whatever.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll go down the participants list as it's like in Zoom here and hope that the names don't get super shuffled up. Or actually, here, I'll just go through the attendance list because I took that as well. So let's start with the arts faculty. Talia.
Yeah, I think I've already said my kind of contributions. I don't really have anything else to add.
Sure. Nicole?
I feel as though everyone in this room knows my thoughts on this. And I think Talia had said some great points earlier on already.
Great. Julia?
Sorry, the ones was mentioned. I'm sort of half busy right now. But in terms of, it was mentioned with the healthcare plan, and was the UPass part mentioned? I don't know, like, I guess the executive's thoughts on that, but I guess during, I know like Alana will probably have like give her 2 cents about this, but when they did some of their own advocacy in terms of the international students without letting them know until like the very last second, if like that was worth noting at all. Alana, your thoughts?
Mr. Speaker, do you want a response on that or shall we wait?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. That's all good.
Yeah, sure. No, I appreciate that. I think that is fine to show up as an example. I'm happy to put that in just simply as an example of a time when advocacy was done to a government body, you know, without our prior knowledge or consent about an issue that was ongoing, especially with negotiations on a topic that were ongoing that, you know, didn't prove detrimental because we kind of got on top of it on time, but could have been, could have had adverse effects, I would say. I don't know who wants to write that or where that goes, but that's how I would characterize that. Thank you, Julia.
Awesome. Emily?
I'm guessing that's me. I don't see the other Emily in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with what's been said. I just think it's really important to like what we're doing in general and going about this in the most professional way with also highlighting the importance. But I don't really have anything new to add. I just agree with what's been said and what's going on.
All right, going down the list, we come to Andrew.
Yeah, I think this letter is full of a lot of good stuff. I personally think we should include a recommendation for probation because when you are switching councils and like just with this letter, a lot of stuff can get lost. And I think everyone here agrees that something needs to change with our relationship with the ISA. So I think including like a direct recommendation for probation would be a good way to sort of specify what the new council should do. Cause a lot of new counselors, they might read this letter, but that doesn't mean they know what they should do in response to it. So I think we should include a recommendation, but since this is signed by council, it depends what everyone else thinks. So.
All right, that brings us to Abner.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. I pretty much agree with everything that was in here. I also agree with what Andrew was saying, that I think a recommendation for probation would be good as well. And I think that's a really good way to go forward, especially because I don't think doing something drastic is a good idea. And I think international students need to see that, or they need to also be keeping a close eye on the ISA, and to not do something like probation in between would not be a good idea, because we wouldn't give them that opportunity and be able to have them keep an eye on them as well.
All right, and Eric?
Sorry, I couldn't unmute there. I think the biggest thing for me is a good chunk of what student governance is about has to do with trust. And I think that, you know, this letter is just really important to address that, you know, if we can't trust you, how can we expect you to advocate on our behalf? Like, I think that's just a relationship that needs to be really clearly defined. And so I think that, you know, going forward, this is definitely the best choice. It puts next year's counselors in a little bit of a stressful position, but all the same, it's one that needs to be dealt with, because, you know, ignoring this and sweeping it under the rug will not fix anything. Yeah, other than that, that's my two cents.
And Samar?
Yeah, I really like this letter. I think it sums up everything that we've gone through this past year pretty well. I agree with Andrew's point that giving a recommendation would be really helpful for incoming counsel. And I don't know if we can have another in-camera session to actually kind of update everyone who's new to counsel on what we've gone through this past year might be really helpful, because I don't know, some of these points they're really concise, and we may need to expand on them to communicate the gravity of the situation, but that's a decision maybe for the incoming exec to make. But yeah, I really agree with Andrew's piece that we should have some kind of recommendation, or at least say these are your options as the next step.
And Simran?
Yeah, I like completely agree, especially with what Andrew said. I think that largely like consequences should be communicated to the next council. But yeah, I agree. I think that's it.
Some Christian?
Hi, sorry, loud house. But no, I appreciate the work that's been put into this letter. So thank you, Joel, and whoever forth it as well. Again, I just like to echo what people have said in the past. I think this letter gives an incoming council context and history of like what to expect when working with the ISA. So yeah, thank you. That's my thought.
All right. Going up, we have the proxy for Councillor Buchanan. Navpreet, did you have thoughts on this as well?
Well, this is the first that I'm hearing about this, so I don't know too much about this issue, but I definitely think it's a good idea to set up some sort of meeting to let the incoming councillors know what's going on and what to expect.
Awesome. Dave Conrad? Or wait, Simran, you had a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a question. So is this letter like from all of us to the ISA or like, yeah.
Yeah, so the way it would be signed from by Students Council to address to all of the new, like the incoming Students Council, as well as the incoming executive, of course, and then it would be CC'd to the ISA so they're aware that these are issues that are going to be brought up for the next term. So yeah, does that sort of answer the question, Simran?
So like when you see like it's from like Student Council, so we'll like, this is gonna sound so sus. I'm not the rat, I promise you. But like, so it's gonna have like all of our names and stuff on there too, or?
It doesn't have to have the names. I think it'll be better if it just says Students Council. Like it doesn't have to have a list of everyone's names.
Okay.
Unless, you know, if council wants to have everyone's names, like totally fine to do that too, but.
I was just thinking that would have been a hell of a way to catch the rat, but that's okay.
Talia, your hand up.
Yeah, sorry, Joel, can you scroll to the bottom? I just want to read like the last sentence and I just can't remember what it said. Yeah, the only thing that I feel like makes sense to add potentially is I understand that a lot of these issues stem from one person, but at the same time, I want it to be clear that this isn't a personal attack. Like, I think it might be a good thing to just write that out. Like to say that, you know, this is not being done with personal malice or in order to attack any one individual, rather it's being done to like solve these problems and kind of like determine that sentence. But that just came to mind because I do think that it might be taken personally and this is not a personal thing. So just making that very explicit, I think is important.
Yeah, that's a good point, Talia. We can definitely make that clear.
All right. Well, I've gone through all the counselors aside from like the executive committee and the board. Dave, do you have any thoughts?
I really appreciate kind of the constructive nature of this conversation. Lots of good things. Appreciate that we have 2020-2021 Students Council as the signatories, not just Students Council, because that would put the future council in an odd position. But yeah, phenomenal. Really liked Samar's recommendation for a closed session too, before things get going.
All right, Katie.
Did you say my name?
Yeah.
Are you going through all the execs?
Well, I thought I'd start with you, yeah? See how I felt afterwards.
Sorry, I'm just always last, so I don't understand that someone picked me first.
Well, I don't know, I don't
thank
know.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You're my favorite.
I know. You're my favorite. Okay. God, what a shit show. I have nothing to say, to be honest. I have nothing to say about any of this.
It's cool. Student Groups Committee has not met. Alana?
Yeah, thanks for the chance to speak. Honestly, I have to say, like, this is... I want to see Council's direction with this. Yeah, I respect what council's going for. I think that I'm just happy to see the conversation that's going on and I'm happy to see what's coming up. So thank you, everyone. And I know that's a lousy answer, but I'm just happy to see the direction taken.
David.
Howdy, howdy. I guess I would like to have it first noted for the non-existent minutes that I take personal offense to the assertion that Katie Kidd is Jared's favorite. I thought we had something special, Mr. Speaker. I thought it wasn't out of malice, it was out of love and personal connection that you interrupted my speaking turn every single report this year. There was something special there, you know? And it hurts. We went through hell, high water, and Zoom calls, and I find out that you're just gonna throw me to the side like a
Rowan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, I personally think that this letter is the appropriate way to go, and then I can set up an in-camera briefing for council on the ISA's behavior last year. I think it would make sense if we can to do that on the first regular meeting of council, so that'd be May 4th. That will be a moderately busy agenda, but I'm pretty sure we'll have time for that in the second half to do it properly. And that means that we'll be able to take a week to think about it and take meaningful action then on the next meeting, which I think is the 20-something of May. So if everyone thinks that would be cool, then I can throw that on the agenda. And if you'll just want to throw us your examples of unpleasant ISA experiences, we can add those to the letter, and then I'm happy. But if other people are worried about this direction, then I'm certainly open to making changes.
I also just want to say that Katie's only my favorite because she's like came after me into like the same, like I'm like David, we do have a cool connection, but it's, you can't draw the equation. Joel.
Talk to the hand, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speak right to the hand.
Okay, so I think we've heard from everyone. So yes, thank you everyone. Really appreciate all the feedback and the thoughts here. We can certainly do that, Rowan. I think it'll be up to your team as to when you want to put this on the agenda for the next council meeting. So I've made a bunch of notes in the doc and we'll get it all incorporated and then sent off. But just use the thumbs up icon I'm hearing that we want to add probation, recommend probation. I've heard that a couple times. So we'll add that in along with the other comments that I made on the side. But with those additions, can I see a like thumbs up if you're in favor of putting this forward? Are there any abstention or any qualms with this or any issues with this going forward? Simran? Oh, that's okay. That's your old thumbs up. Okay, I'm seeing none. So I'm assuming everyone's okay with this. So we will get it ready, and then I think we'll probably send it off in the next week or so. Cool. Samara, sorry, you're unmuted. Go for it.
Yeah, just one quick thing. Thomas made a note of this in the chat. There's a typo in that first bullet about issues that council has had with ISA, where they threatened to take a counselor to the die board. So that's the one. It's right at the beginning of the second page.
A recent message implying they could, this one here?
Yeah, they would take a, it's just missing.
That was a reference to Carl, the comment in the chat when Carl asked.
I wanted to mention that last week as well, because that one really was the icing on the cake, really.
Okay. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Cool. I think that's basically it then for the meeting. I think this is the direction, and I think many of you who are on council will be able to have that institutional memory to bring these concerns up again if people, you know, are like, oh, this doesn't happen or whatever. So Mark?
I just wanted to remind any councillors who want to share their experiences, if they can get, just send a message to Joel or one of the exec you're most comfortable with, outlining kind of what's happened or providing any necessary context you think we need on this letter, and then we'll go ahead and draft it. With regards to the motion, I don't think that you can actually approve the letter because the letter is not complete. But what you can do, because nobody wants to have another meeting, is you can direct the executive to prepare a letter to the next council recommending that the ISA, that in the opinion of this year's council, the ISA needs to be concerned about the ISA need to be addressed, and that probation is something that the next year's council should consider. And then the exec can draft up, if you guys trust them and are comfortable with that, they can draft up the final wording. If anybody has any specific wording or points, like a lot of points, good points have come up tonight, please feel free to send those notes to Joel and he'll do his best to incorporate them as best he can into it. So that's it.
Mark, yeah, did Mark like cut out there at the end for everybody else?
No, I think he ended.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it seems like things are like pretty well sufficed. Joel, did you have any last things you kind of wanted to say before wrapping up the meeting? I don't really know how you wanted this one to be wrapped up.
That's basically it there, yeah.
Okay, so then I just need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
No. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. Oh. If you just adjourn the meeting, you have not authorized the executive to send a letter on council's behalf or anything. Council needs to have a motion and a vote to direct the executive to move forward with this. Otherwise, the exec are just doing it on their own, which I'm sure they'd be happy to do. But I think they would like to know that they have your backing.
My bad. I'll motion then to for council to give execs authority to finalize this letter and send it on behalf of council, if the wording is right.
Okay. Can you, or can somebody type, can somebody type this motion into the chat so I can make a form for it? Because we would have to go ex camera.
I'm drafting one up right now. Just give me 30 seconds or so.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
Is the form you're making right now to move X camera, or is it for the vote for the letter? Because from what I'm saying,
the X camera vote just needs a secondary.
Okay.
That's no big deal. But we're not going to go X camera quite yet. Can I just get a secondary for the motion that Mark just put in the chat? Okay. And then we're going to go X camera in just a moment.
Just to clarify, that was Agrawal moves and then Dave Conrad's.
Yeah, I got that part.
I wrote this motion, so don't take no offense taken, but just so council's aware that you're going to, that talking about the concerns, and that's one thing. Saying that you're going to recommend that probation, that's going to be a red flag to the ISA. So the minute they see this motion, which will be an ex-camera motion, as all motions must be, there may be some pushback. Having said that, time of year kind of works in your favor. There's not going to be a huge, I don't think it'll blow up insanely.
Can the recommendation only be on the letter that we sent to incoming council and not on the ISA one? Because it's just a recommendation. We're not really saying anything.
I think the concern would be there, Smart, that the execs were told to write a letter, and then in the letter, we decided, the five of us, to recommend probation. And we'd probably want it to be clear that it's coming from all of council so that... I can't even imagine what they do, to be honest, but if we could be clear that it's coming from all of council and it wasn't the execs with too much oversight or something.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to the Councillor Enerson motion to move to X camera. Can I just get a secondary for that?
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor DeGrano. So with that, we're now ex camera, and we'll go into our motion for the day. So President Agarwal and Governor Conrad moved to direct the Executive Committee to prepare a letter for the 2021-22 Council outlining the 2020-21 Council's concerns regarding the ISA and recommending that probation be considered if those concerns are found valid. Since we already have a secondary, we'll go into discussion on to the item. Anybody would like to join the speakers list? President Agarwal?
I just have a question. Should it be me moving it then? Or would it be better for a non-exec? We're still enclosed, are we? I'm not sure. No.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, I'll look to post the vote. All right, I'm gonna leave the form up for another couple of seconds here. We do have 16 responses. I'll just wait for the last couple of votes to come in. Okay, I've got 18 responses in here. So we have 17 votes in favor, one vote opposed, and no abstentions. I received a personal message here, just one second. I received a personal message regarding the vote, and I would like to make a correction saying that we have 18 votes in favor, no votes opposed. So that's, I guess, unanimous approval on that part. With that being said, that does come to the end of our business for the day. So does any member of council have any closing remarks to make? No? Okay. I've already gone ahead and taken attendance just for the duration of this meeting to note who is here. Thank you all for coming today. The motion passed, no problem. And I will see you all around soon. I guess this is the official last meeting of council now. Hope you all have a good rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. Thanks for coming and tuning in on a Saturday.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, folks.
I can firmly say with the amount of special meetings we've had, this council certainly has been special.
The perfect way to end this council really is with a terrible pun from David. So thank you.
I felt like, wait,